are here. We're here with Tony Battel from CU Direct at the 2017 REACH conference, put on by the fine folks at the California Nevada Credit Union League. How are you, Tony?
Doing well. Thanks for having me, Mike.
Oh, you're welcome. Always enjoy having you in the studio lounge, as they say. How's the show going for you?
It's going well. I did a little update of the of what's going on in lending this morning for the group, and you know, credit unions are doing great. You know, they're really hitting all cylinders in all kinds of loans, whether it's auto, mortgage, even commercial loans are doing well. So,
pardon the pun there, hitting all cylinders. I like that, Tony. Did you plan that? So, how well are we? How are we competing against banks under and other lenders in this space? I mean, credit unions are, we've been off the charts for like 2 or 3 years now. Yeah. How are we competing against the other folks, though?
You know, it's amazing. It really is amazing in the sense that for at least 5 years now, year over year, in the CUDL network, the auto lending, indirect auto lending network, that is our biggest, you know, product line, we have had double-digit growth every year. And this year, and you'd think, you know, that denominator would can grow and you would not be able to get double-digit growth. Yeah. Well, this year it's up over 18%. And we are definitely, you know, as a group, gaining market share from the banks and captives both, and finance
companies. That's
good. So, in fact, Jim Nussel was here yesterday, and he was sharing that 29% of all auto loans are going to credit unions today.
29%?
That's like the highest it's ever been.
Wow.
And you know, it's just remarkable. And the other thing, too, from a performance perspective is that, because we can monitor what kind of, you know, and this is something maybe credit unions could think about, but it's a different kind of management of those kinds of loans. But they're very high-quality loans. They're, you know, our average FICO score, is depending on new or used, is like 730, 740, you know, average FICO score. There isn't a lot of credit unions that are taking on a tremendous amount of risk, it sure looks like.
Yeah, that's good. Well, that's good. Bodes well for the industry. So why are credit unions growing market share?
Why?
I mean, I think, you know, obviously it's service.
It's service.
And more than that.
Well, it's you know, it's building that core competency in understanding how to compete at the point of sale, at the dealership. So building relationships with dealers, how to provide good service, being pricing aggressively, but still hopefully, and I really hope they're doing this, making a dollar at the end of you know, the loan term. You know, that they're not, you know, undercutting each other as much as they're just trying to really compete with the banks. But they are doing a great job, and you know, I think they're winning. You know, I think, you know, some people go, oh my gosh, if banks are pulling back and credit unions are gaining market share, what are we doing that they don't, that
they're not?
Yeah, and the banks are doing something that, or know something that we don't know. And really, I just think they're winning. I think they're doing a great job. Because again, I can't see any real data points that are saying that there is some kind of problem out there. I think one data point is just that the term, so on the new car loans to compete with leases, we're seeing credit unions actually going longer than the rest of the marketplace,
like 72 month type thing, or?
Yeah, it's probably averaging in the 72-73 months. Okay. On average for new car loans. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really a, you know, it's a payment kind of a thing, and trying to compete with the leasing market.
Keep it lower, yeah. Exactly. So what do we need to do to remain competitive? I mean, continue as is, or is there, I mean, it goes back, I think 2 years ago I asked you, like, how do we maintain this pace? And that was 2 years ago, and we're still at it.
So I know.
It's like, what do we need to do to keep going?
Well, one, I just think we got to keep doing what we've been doing.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah. I think it's a really good core competency. I would hate to see there's some credit unions are looking like they're running out of some liquidity. You know, so how do we kind of really help credit unions? And we're looking at this now. How do we help them with some participation lending?
Yeah.
How do we help them, you know, keep the if they're really building that core competency at making loans at the point of sale? Mm-hmm. How do we make sure that they can stay in the game and not pull back from the marketplace? Because one thing we've learned, you know, in the downturn, was that it's really hard to get things going again. If you stop making loans in a certain channel, it's really hard to fire it back up again, because somebody is going to come in and fill that void.
And there's a lot of disruptors out there that are more than happy to fill that void.
Oh, there is. I mean, there's a whole lot of you know, fintechs and other companies too that are really trying to get out there and steal some of that business. So it's not like, you know, everybody's pulling back and we're the only ones making loans. It's really about, I think, us winning and doing a great job of it, and really having many credit unions across the country. We have 1,000, about 1,100 now in the CUDL network that have really, I think, just done a great job at making loans and managing their auto auto loan portfolios.
Yeah, every time I see a story in the industry comes out with another story of how well credit unions are doing with the auto lending, I'm like, I'm just shaking my head. It's like, again? In a good way, of course.
It is. So, but I think as Jim Nussle pointed out yesterday, which I thought was a really good point, is that, you know, credit unions are really winning in the community. You know, they're community lenders. You know, they're winning in mortgages, they're winning in auto, they're winning in commercial lending. All of those product lines are at the highest market share they've ever been. So again, credit unions are just doing a good job serving their communities, you know, and I think that's really a great thing.
Yeah, it probably ups the trust factor a little bit, and everybody wants to do business with people they trust. And when you're out in the community doing some really cool stuff and exposing yourself in that light, why not?
That is exactly what's going on here.
Indeed. All right, wrap-up question for you, because I know you got lots of stuff to do here. How do you see, kind of get your crystal ball out for the rest of 2017, then going into 2018?
You know, we're seeing, and it's seasonal softening right now, a little bit of softening, yeah, but not dramatic. Yeah. And so we are going to finish the year very strong. I think, our Cuddle credit unions are now the number one auto lenders. They have been for most of the year, and I think we'll finish that out. Where, as a group, they beat, the next biggest one is Capital One, mm-hmm. and, Toyota Financial Services is up there too, but we really just, you know, want to continue doing what we're doing. Yeah. We don't see a big change. I think we're going to see about 16.5 million cars sold next year, which, you know, we're probably in the 17 million range this year. Mm-hmm. So it may soften a little bit. Mm-hmm. But used cars are probably going to go up a little bit next year. So we're going to see, you know, which is about 40 million transactions in used cars, mm-hmm. which, you know, we do more of that than we do in new. So mm-hmm. I don't think that'll hurt us too much. I do think you're going to see a lot more, as time goes on here, you're going to see a lot more electric vehicles. You know, we have about 1% of the market right now is electric, but you're going to see more electric vehicles. So we're still working on how to get a little more better relationship with Tesla. They do a lot of credit union loans, but mm-hmm. they don't do them, you know, on a platform basis. They kind of go one-off credit unions. And it's really kind of, some of these credit unions take on probably maybe too many electric vehicles, but you know, you want to spread that out a little bit. Mm-hmm. So I think you're going to see a good, strong year in auto lending again next year. I don't see, the demand is, you know, still high. I think the average car on the road is still 11 years, and, you know, it's
time to get a new one.
It's time to get a new one, yeah. Yep. So
how about the self-driving cars, Tony? When are we going to start lending for those?
You know, I just did a talk for our board on that whole thing, because we've been doing a lot of research on it. We do see that coming. Maybe a little faster than people think, but you know, you think about electric cars, they've been around for 20 years and they've got 1% of the market share, and Tesla only has about 27% of the market, and they are the other manufacturers all have electric cars now too. So you're seeing that actually get some scale, and I think you're going to see us get to 5-10% of all cars will be electric. On the autonomous, it's going to be kind of they're going to mostly be electric cars. The autonomous ones are, I believe. And so I think those are going to, follow along. And I think you're going to see, the one who hasn't said a whole lot is the company Waymo, you know, the Google.
I've heard of them, yeah.
Yeah, and they've got cars that have already been out there for millions of miles. So they really think they've perfected this. Okay. And they also are doing some advertising now about how safe, because there's a lot of safety concerns about self-driving cars. And I think you'll see the first ones be more commercially, like either doing some trucking kind of stuff, or they'll be doing some, Uber type things you'll probably see with those. So we do need to kind of look at that shared economy too, and how we can make some loans into that. So we're actively looking at that. We'll be doing a big session on that next.
I'd be interested.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that'll be a hot topic, I'm sure, because that's going to change rapidly in the next 5 years for sure.
I think it is. I mean, to get to scale though, because again, manufacturing cars, you know, you come up with a car today, and this is what you want to build. It's going to take 10 years to still get it out to really. So it's a long process. But again, Waymo has been working on this for a long time, and it'll be interesting to see how they, I don't think they have a lot of manufacturing plants, so to try to get something up there and to scale is going to be, I think, a lot longer. I think you're going to see 2030 to maybe even 2040 before you see a lot of autonomous.
As mainstream,
yeah.
Oh, interesting stuff, Tony. And you guys are right there in the middle of it, so well done.
Trying to be.
Well, keep up the good work. Well done.
Right,
thank you, Tony. Appreciate the time.
Yeah.